Leona Engeling was one of the early members. She came on right after the charter, and Leona is now going to be 89. Leona, you have some fond memories of the beginnings. You were telling me about having church in the parsonage. What was that like?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We had to do our own cleaning of the church on Saturday morning. When your name came up alphabetically, you came on Saturday morning and you cleaned the church. And then I remember VBS one time, they had put up a tent on the side of the church on an empty lot. And a storm came through the night. Well, it blew it down. So then all the kids had to go to a barn that was way in the back. They had VBS in that barn back there.
Were there any animals in the barn?
I don't think so.
I remember Joan Taylor telling me that when she was confirmed, they had their Sunday school classes in the what became the original parsonage, and they would see horses playing in that field where the church now stands.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and then Kenny would go up there like once every spring and summer, and he'd cut that lot off where the church now stands.
Wow, it's a lot of acreage.
Yeah. Yeah, he came up there with his old, what do you call it, bush hog, because there was a lot of gullies and stuff on there.
Oh, sure, just rough land.
And that weeds would be, like, way tall, you know.
Sure.
So he'd come up there a couple times a year and cut that.
I know you and Kenny were both very active and many things. What was it that he loved to do there the most?
Everything, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Yeah. He probably ushered on Sunday and mowed the grass on Monday.
Yeah, he ended
Monday.
Up, he was on evangelism, he was on elders and whatever. I think one year he was even chairman of the church.
And he was a full-time farmer.
Yeah.
What did he farm?
Well, grain, wheat, beans, and corn.
And the three sons that you have helped him on the farm, and now they're active in the church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And well, is the farm still going?
Oh, yeah. Craig's on the farm. Yeah, he's made a lot of improvements, and he's doing okay.
You said that something about Jackie, who was living in the parsonage. What would she have to do to make arrangements for you to come in and have Bible study and church?
Well, she had to move her washer, and I don't think she had a dryer. I don't know if she did or not. And then she'd get a little altar up, you know, because she was the leader then. And we'd put up four desks in there. It was like beginners and kindergarten. And then when she'd done with her opening, then she'd go back upstairs because she had two, Richard and David, up there, I think. And then when she'd come back down for closing...
Wow.
But they'd have that all pushed to the side by the time we came, you know. And then we'd have to carpool all those kids back over to the parsonage. You know, we'd have like four or five kids in the car.
And take them between the parsonage and the
across
church?
The road. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd go over real big now with seat belts and everything.
Oh, sure. Well, we're going to be celebrating Pastor Coleman's 60th anniversary in the ministry this summer in June. That's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. Serve. Oh, yeah.
You worked with him and with Jackie. You and Ken both did, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we were both on evangelism calls. That was always fun.
Yeah. There was quite a bit of a strong growth right from the get-go, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah. We'd meet in the basement and he'd give us our cards where we'd go out on calls.
What do you think was the biggest draw for people to come to Good Shepherd?
We worked the neighborhoods, that's for sure, which I don't know if they do that anymore.
They still do that.
Do they?
Yes. I've heard from many that it was the friendliness of the congregation.
Uh-huh.
And Pastor Coleman was very, very involved. He didn't ask somebody to do what he wouldn't do himself.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, he's a pretty great guy. We were pretty close all these years, you know. We used to go out together, you know, a lot of times. And he was really all around. You know, he did everything.
What would you say is his strength in ministry?
He was great on evangelism. And I think that helped the congregation a lot. We used to go out there. It'd be Henry Spooneman, remember him?
Sure.
Ted Costin and Marie Zukowski and the Eckers, Lou and Ann.
Yes.
And Kenny and I. We'd go out on those calls, and we'd come back, and then we'd make our report, you know. Which was always a lot of fun because some of us ran into some strange situations, you know.
And when you surprised people and said, "Hi, can we talk to you about Jesus?"
And of course, we always had to have cake.
Is that a German Lutheran thing, or
I don't know?
I brought you cake today. I think it runs in our genes.
I think so.
You can have your cake and eat it, too, when you're doing the Lord's work sometimes.
Right, right. There's just all the little things, you know, that... And I can remember over in the parsonage, there was only... The bathrooms was just the men and the ladies, you know. Or was you there when we did?
No, I came much later.
Anyway, the ladies was a little bit bigger, you know. Well, that was substitute for the cry room, you know. So one time, I think it was, I can't remember his first name, Moore, and he went in there with his little boy, you know. Well, then some woman, I think, I don't remember who it was, went in there. They were both in there.
Oops. Well, make do.
Oh, yeah, we laughed a lot about that.
Surprise. Were you aware that God was blessing all of you tremendously in those days?
Well, in a way, I think so. Yeah. Well, you could kind of see what you were doing, you know. When people would come to church, you know, that maybe and you kind of recognized them. And I think it all worked together, you know.
Yeah, it sure did.
But you've
seen a lot of changes, Leona.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have been there probably 50 years, maybe more.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Remember, I guess maybe you were there for that, was in that little kitchen, you know, in the old basement.
Yes.
And we were serving something. There was about five women, and that zinc in there clogged up. And we thought, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do, you know, if we were serving some?
Yeah.
And Gladys McGee, she says, let's just stand here and have a prayer about it.
Gladys would have done that.
Yeah. So we all stood there, bowed our head, and we had a prayer about the stopped-up zinc.
What did it do?
Nothing.
It just made you feel more calm,
yeah,
but it didn't
right.
calm down the zinc. Oh. Well, when we get stuck, we're supposed to pray. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what God will do with it? Made a good story in the end, huh?
Oh, I remember when you started the Wednesday Women, and that was in that old basement.
It was, that's right.
Yeah.
We would have 100 women.
Yeah.
From 14 different church backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
That was a good beginning, you
it
know
sure
what
was.
I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. And we would have the fall retreat, and then we'd have the spring thing where we'd have a famous person come in and speak to us, and we'd get a couple hundred people and turn it out of that kitchen. I mean, we'd have a lunch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was really amazing.
Yeah, that kitchen was pretty small.
Yep, it was. But a lot was accomplished in that kitchen. Well, thank you for talking with me today, and God's richest blessings on your 89th birthday coming up,
yeah.
and all the years to follow.
Oh, thanks.
And thanks for your leadership and help with all of the church growth,
oh,
Leona.
Well, thank you. Glad to do it.